Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could, please stand for the Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. We are now going to move on to board report. And this is our opportunity just to update the community and parents on what's going on in the district.
Okay, I'm going to start with primary. And there is a lot going on with our littlest Panthers. So just to give you a rundown, Monday, May 9th, actually that was today, that is today, was a fantastic field day. Wednesday, May 11th, the kindergarten has taken a field trip to the Akron Zoo. Thursday, May 12th is a Title I reading night for kindergarten at the Norton Branch Library. Thursday, May 19th is preschool graduation at Grace Church at 6 p.m. I'm sure that's going to be a special night. The kindergarten is having a drive-through graduation at the primary, and the classes are going to be split up into two nights. Monday, May 23rd will be the kindergarten end-of-year ceremony at 6 o'clock, and Tuesday, May 24th will be the second kindergarten end-of-year ceremony at 6 o'clock p.m. Finally, Thursday, May 26th is the preschool field day at Columbia Woods. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to talk about NES news and updates. On May 6th, the NES students celebrated We Roar Together Day by raising money for local charities, learning how philanthropy can improve our world. NES raised over $1,200 for local charities. Congratulations. Here is the list of upcoming field trips for NES students. All field trips are funded through our PAC fundraising. First grade, Barberton Magical Theater. Second grade, Akron Zoo. Third grade, Canton McKinley Museum. Fourth grade, Sluggers and Putters Amusement Park. Right to Read Week will be celebrated the week of May 16th with a theme of Star Wars. Students will participate in several engaging activities that encourage reading. Field Day for all students will be May 18th and 19th at Norton High School Stadium. First graders will be connecting with high school students on May 19th on a combined art project. Fourth graders will be attending the transition meeting on May 20th at Norton Middle School. And then Norton Middle School updates from our guidance office. Reality Day is this Friday, May 13th, in partnership with the Four Cities Compact for 8th grade students. And from the main office, 6th, 7th, 8th grade dance was held Friday, May 6th to raise funds for the Kevin Arland Scholarship. Thank you to all in attendance. Norton Middle School recorded a mannequin challenge for our reward day number 4. Video is posted on the Norton Middle School website. Norton Middle School choir concert is tonight at NHS, the high school. At 7 o'clock. Book fair will be held the week of May 9th through the 13th. Fifth grade family living will also be the week of May 9th through the 13th. We're going to have more information on this, but Pathway to Peace will hold a work day with students from NES, Norton Middle School, and Norton High School, students working to complete the pathway at Columbia Woods Park to get it ready for opening ceremony in August. Norton Middle School Spring Play will be held Friday, May 13th at 6 p.m. at our auditorium at the high school. Monday, May 16th, students involved in National Junior Honor Society, Pathway to Peace Student Council travel to Cedar Point. Sixth grade DARE graduation is Thursday, May 19th at 9 a.m. at the middle school gymnasium. Fourth graders will travel to Norton Middle School for an orientation on Friday, May 20th. Norton Middle School will travel to the Akron Rubber Ducks game Tuesday, May 24th. And Norton Middle School is holding a dodgeball tournament. Proceeds go to the Norton Turf Project and Norton Middle School PBIS Pride Reward. Eighth grade recognition will take place on Thursday, May 26th at 9:30 in the Norton Middle School Gymnasium.
Okay, just a few more things, so if you could hold on and bear with us. So I want to talk a little bit more about the Pathway to Peace. So this was started by a group of 5 eighth grade students at the middle school, and it's to focus on mental health awareness. So the purpose of the group is they're making a pathway around Columbia Woods Park for people who are dealing with stress or other types of mental health issues. They are self-funding this, and they are in need of additional money. So what you can do is you can buy a brick.
I have the pamphlets on the end of the table there.
The forms are at the end of the table. So there's, you can do up to 3 lines. A brick is $75, and you can put it, you know, in memory of a loved one or your family or whatever it is that you want on it, as long as it's school appropriate. And you fill out the form, turn it in to Dr. Russo, and the bricks then will be placed down at Columbia Woods. So it's a great project. 100% of the money for the cost of the brick is going to the project. I think $19 is the cost of engraving. So great project. The forms are there. The forms are also on the school website. Now, I want to tell you a little bit more of what's going on at the high school. So on Friday, last Friday, May 6th, was the first ever senior signing day. And this was a great event for students who were employed or enlisted or going to college. So they were all recognized, had their own individual signing, and it was a great event at the high school. They're hoping to make this an annual event. The 5th annual Panther Remembrance Run will be this Saturday. The race starts at 9 o'clock. You can still sign up at active.com. And it's a great event. I'm hoping this year that we have our biggest turnout ever, because last year we couldn't do it due to COVID. But so just go to active.com, search for Panther Remembrance Run, and you can sign up. Graduation is going to be held Sunday, May 22nd at 2 o'clock in the high school stadium. We look forward to wrapping up a successful year with the class of 2022, and the doors will open, or the stadium will open at 1:30. And then lastly, the Panther Preview is coming up, and this will be here before we know it. It's Saturday, August 6th. There'll be more details to come. However, if you want to get involved and help out with planning it, there's a meeting Tuesday, May 31st at 6 o'clock in the high school room 113. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now going to move on to item 3, district report.
Just a couple of quick things. Mr. Yule, Mr. Shaner's building at the high school, they had their honors awards assembly. So proud of our seniors, proud of this community, people involved. The kids that night received over $65,000 in local scholarship money. So congratulations to our seniors for that. Last Wednesday, we were also blessed to host the Career Tech Honor Society. So Norton is part of the 4-City Compact, and those students who are enrolled in that program and still maintain a particular GPA are inducted into the Honor Society. We did that night. Also really proud of the board's commitment to our Teacher Prep Academy, which will open up in the fall. And so this is for prospective students in 4 different districts who are entertaining a career in education. So they will have 2 years to get a head start in becoming an educator. So we will be hosting that. Mrs. Tricia Pletcher will be teaching that course. And then just the last thing, since the last board meeting, we had a high school art and primary art event at our high school that was one of my favorite events in my 5 years here as superintendent. Our primary students drew a picture and sent it up to the high school, and then the high school kids turned that into a 3D stuffed animal. And so then we bussed the primary kids up there. They had no idea why they were going up there, and they met the student who took their picture and turned it into a 3D project and handed it to them. So it was just an amazing collaboration of talent and will to get things done. And I really appreciate the board report and really everything that everyone's been doing. It's a testament to our teachers and our staff and some of the goals of the district. So thanks to you and Jennifer for your reports as well.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna move on to item 4, student recognition.
We're going to start with Mr. Dobbins tonight. He has a student of the month who has a choir concert in about 12 minutes.
I promised her I would be short so we could get her there on time. Our middle school student of the month is Malik Stacy, our eighth grader. Mr. Leinmeister was supposed to be here tonight, but he fell ill at school today, so he typed up a little letter that he wants me to read about Lily. He said, I have Lily for math and language arts class this year, so she gets to see a lot of me. So the eighth grade team decided to award Lily Student of the Month because they felt bad for you for putting up with them for two periods of the day. He said, well, that is a joke. He said, I really have gotten to see a lot of Lily this year and learned a lot about her. The first thing about Lily that stands out is her contagious smile. He says, this girl is always smiling. In fact, he said, if I dare her right now to smile, he said, there was no way that she would win. This goes to show how happy and nature this that she is, and how she passes that on to the students around her. It's super refreshing to have someone like you in class. Something else that stands out about Lily is the way she waves every single one of her teachers when she enters the room. He said, I do not recall a single day this year that when she walked into class, she did not wave to him and say hello. Lily is a great worker, takes her job at school very seriously. No matter what the task that is given to her, she tackles it with eagerness and a desire to become better in all that she does. She puts forth the same effort in her extracurricular activities, such as color guard and winter guard. She is also in the play this week, right? This Thursday and Friday. Thursday for the kids, Friday for the community. And you will play the part of Doris. If you need to find someone to draw something for you, Lily is the person to go to. She sometimes leaves her mark in his classroom, he says, with flowers, ducks, or some other creative drawing on his boards. Students like Lily are what makes his job as a teacher so much more enjoyable. Not only her determination and willingness to succeed, but also her kind nature and friendly demeanor. I'm really going to miss having Lily as a student next year as she moves on to high school, but I have at the same time, I'm excited for her future and what she will bring to the high school staff. I'd like to close by saying thank you from the 8th grade team, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you. Thank you, Lily. Congratulations.
All right, it looks like Mr. Shaner's determining that he's going second.
Well, come on up, Emma. Emma and her mom have to get to the same choir concert for her younger sister here in a minute. So yes, I'm going to go second. So first of all, I have, every month we do a high school student of the month, and we also do a career tech student of the month. My career tech student of the month is actually Caleb Ogg, who I saw just a little bit ago as the Mr. Addis, because he's playing third base for the baseball team, and he is not able to be here right now, and it's also senior night, so he just has a very jam-packed night. He was going to try to make it here, but obviously I didn't have it, so I'll probably invite him in June to kind of be recognized as well. But I do want to mention real quick about Caleb. He's such a great kid, if you know him at all, but at the same time, he's like one of those, what do they say, like enigma shrouded in a mystery, wrapped in a paradox or whatever, because he's a member of the baseball team, he's in the masonry program, which is why he's in the, as our student of the month, but he's also in the marching band, and, you know, just on down the line, there's just all these things that he's a part of that isn't your typical type of athlete, student athlete, everything wrapped into one. So he is very well deserving. I'm sorry that he couldn't be here tonight. But now I'm going to get to Emma, our actual May student of the month. And so this is Emma Collins. She's a senior at the high school. I met Emma. I remember you were practicing hurdles 4 years ago, right, on the track team is when I first met Emma. I just happened to be out there and we got talking. And she's such a sweet kid, obviously loved by everyone up at the high school. She's a College Credit Plus student, so she comes to the high school really for AP Calc. So you took your AP Calc exam this morning. How'd it go? You aced it. You got a 5. Yeah, okay. We're going to go with that. So, and then she's also comes for Spanish 4 as well. She's in Spanish Club, Key Club, all the way down the line. She is she's an amazing young woman who is very involved in her church. You play keyboard for the worship team as well as You mentioned like just some of your hobbies and some of the things you love to do at your church as well. She has a job over at Norton Library, so she loves to go there and do her homework. She said, get paid to do your homework. It's pretty much what you do. I'm sure she has a lot of it. So where she's going to end up is Cedarville University. She's going to major in math and actuarial science, which I had to ask her what that meant, which she ended up telling me. But I just want to kind of end with this about Emma. So I've seen her for 4 years, and the smile and just her calm demeanor means a lot to me. But at the same time, I love the fact that you ended up being our Mesa of the Month, kind of our last one for the year, because I just feel like we are so blessed in Norton High School to have students like you. And when I think of like just strong, wonderful, powerful students that do a lot and give back and are just great representatives of Norton High School, I mean, honestly, you come to mind. So I think that you are a perfect person for us to wrap up the year with. So I want to say congratulations. I know you have a date, so you can get your sign and go. Okay. Mom, thanks for coming. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Shaner. Thank you, Emma. Next, we'll go with Mr. Brady Sackett from NES.
All right, speaking of strong and beautiful, here we got Avery Sanderson, our first grade or elementary student of the month, along with her teacher, Rachel Varga. So you're strong as your dad and pretty as your mom? Or is it strong as your mom and pretty as your dad? I had to open with that because I knew she would smile. There's nothing like talking to Amy when she's smiling. So Ms. Varga, fill us in on why you chose her as student of the month.
Well, honestly, it was easy. Avery all year has been such a great student. She is just like academically so strong and always so focused and working hard. I like never have to remind her to get her work done or to get it done well. She always takes her time and works her very hardest. And then socially too, she is just like the nicest kid. She is friends with everyone in our class. And like our class can sometimes get into like these little groups, but not Avery. Avery's always friends with everyone. She's kind to everyone. And she smiles all the time, and as I was telling her parents, she laughs at all my jokes, which I really appreciate. So Avery's just a great kid, and I honestly feel honored to have been a teacher this year.
We're pretty proud of you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good hustle, Brady.
Yeah.
And next, coming off a big day today, Mr. Eric Morris. And our littlest Panthers.
It's probably one of our tallest, littlest Panthers.
Excellent.
All right. To my left, I have Jackson Walter, student of the month. And to his left, Miss Jennifer Yagi, his kindergarten teacher. What I can say first and foremost is Jackson's probably going to be my replacement when I leave, because right now he pretty much can run the building. Any task that's given, the smallest to the biggest, he'll say, I got it. You know, he's very confident, very bright young man, super skill set, just things that he's going to be able to do and accomplish, it's going to be amazing. So I'm anxious to see where this little guy goes. I think he's going to jump right into high school and be a dynamic leader, as in what Mr. Shaner had said about his student of the month. So congratulations, but I'm going to turn the floor over to Ms. Yagi. He's got a lot of things to say right here.
I didn't actually. Okay. Jackson is a student who has stood out to me from the very beginning. He walked into kindergarten with a look of excitement, curiosity, sincerity, and pure joy. He hung on my every word as I went over routines, expectations, and the many, many rules that would now dictate his days at school. Jackson's eyes and smile said it all. He heard every word and was up for the challenge. That makes for a great first day of kindergarten, but what sets Jackson apart is that he has come to school every day this year with the same enthusiasm, focus, and determination as he did on that first day. Jackson has a rare and unique ability to make others feel heard, included, and cared for. He doesn't think twice about jumping up and helping when an opportunity presents itself. He is a perfect example of someone who naturally thinks of others before themselves. Jackson is a leader in a way that is silent, approachable, empathetic, and compassionate. He looks for every opportunity to build others up. We recently added a new student to our class, and there was no one more excited to come to school, welcome our new friend, and make that friend feel like part of our team than Jackson. The student certainly felt welcomed and comforted by the staff, but there was something irreplaceable about the way Jackson connected him with our school and classroom. Even as recently as today, while working on sight words with Jackson, when there were a few words that he was unsure of, his response was, "I can't wait to work on these this summer," right? When Jackson came to school this morning, he told me all about his family's new golf cart and said that in preparation for today's field day activities, he had his dad drive the golf cart and Jackson raced him on foot, beating the golf cart numerous times. In all circumstances, Jackson chips in and is an essential part of the team. Whether it is academically, socially, or athletically, he does his best, works his hardest, stays positive, and remains focused, all while smiling, laughing, and inspiring others to lighten up, go with the flow, and laugh with him. Our classroom could not possibly be the same without Jackson, and I'm so thankful I got to be your teacher this year.
Okay. We will take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month that are left. After that short recess, feel free to leave. The weather is beautiful. It is a school night. I'm jealous. And one last thing is Mr. Addis is happy that the middle school and high school student of the month are gone, and it's just the little kids today. So just saying. So if the students of the month could please come up and get a picture with Mr. Addis. Okay, we are moving on to item 5, public participation. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with any action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employees' names in this forum. Our first sign up is Amber Wheatley.
Good evening. My name is Amber Wheatley, and I am the president of the Norton Classroom Teachers Association, also known as NCTA. There are several definitions for the word change, but Webster uses two that are appropriate for this evening. Change, to give a different position, course, or direction to. Change, to make radically different. Mr. Addis, the community is aware that change is coming for your career and for the leadership of Norton City Schools. However, your time with us deserves recognition for all of the positive changes you have done for this school system. Change is hard for almost everyone. New rules, new colleagues, new faces, new pandemics, and the list goes on. However, you saw each of these as new opportunities and made each one a mission to enhance the face of Norton City Schools. I know firsthand that there were tough days and tough conversations in your role, but you showed your leadership in what was most important, the kids in this district. You have made it a mission to put Norton City Schools in the forefront of so many positive opportunities that it has given this district a new facade. It goes right along with Webster's first definition, to give a different position, course, or direction to. For some, the phrase to make radically different may be a little over the top. However, from those of us that are here day in and day out, we know that there have been some significant changes that have been advantageous to the staff, students, and community. Levies, negotiations, pandemics, supporting the whole child, and the list goes on. You have left your footprint here at Norton. While we are sad to see you go, we are hopeful that your momentum will continue with our new leader. Education is constantly changing. However, in the battle of the 44203, you have certainly made it easy for us to embrace changes. Thank you for all that you've done. Your leadership will continue to be a legacy in this district. I would have to assume that Panthers would dominate Explorers. Please remember, as you continue your career, whether it be as an Explorer, a Panther, a Hornet, or an Indian, the common ground at the end of the day is your leadership, and for that, the world of education is lucky, because in this profession, we roar together.
Okay, next up is Mrs. Linda Linden.
Drivers want to thank the overwhelming support of our community. We sincerely appreciate their positive and encouraging comments. Also, we want to bring to your attention that Norton had 8 drivers compete in the Northeast Region Rodeo on Saturday, April 23rd. These drivers spent many unpaid hours practicing and studying to enhance their skill set to represent Norton. Job well done by Jen Parks, taking first place. And also, we had 4 drivers. Huge accomplishment. We also had 4 drivers bring home the first place team for Norton this year. So we showed up and we roared. Congrats to all drivers that competed. That says a lot about how much we value our careers as bus drivers. With that being said, we are here for the 3rd time to appeal to you, our school board, in regards to fair wages. We've continued to show how far behind Norton School District is in regarding to bus driver pay and benefits. We have respectfully expressed our needs, not once, our needs for this increase. Our district is growing and we need to get ahead of this driver shortage before it is too late. Our loyalty to Norton is not being rewarded. Our current wages barely cover the cost of insurance and do not compete with inflation. The recent article in the Norton Post May 4th edition was an unfair spin on numbers. All the wage information we've presented deals with an hourly wage in comparison to other districts' hourly wage. This article was misleading, factoring in the insurance benefit when we have several union members not taking the insurance. We can agree there are many variances in insurance coverages, but let's stick to the bottom line. Norton drivers are underpaid and undervalued. The majority of Norton drivers are also Norton residents. This group has assisted in passing levies and voting on school board members in hopes to fill those positions with people who want what's best for our district. Please join us in finding a resolution to this issue, and thank you for your attention.
Okay, next up is Sandy Lowe.
Good evening, I am Sandy Lowe. I am a school bus driver driver for 23 years and hopefully continue going as long as my health continues. I love my kids. At 23 years, my wage is $19.36 versus an 11-year person at $19.20-something. So there's a big 9-year difference there, and I'm not much more above that. I appreciate Linda being here every board meeting, and I am behind her 100% on every letter that we have talked to you guys about. Thank you very much.
Okay, next up is Cheryl Young.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Cheryl Young. I live at 6711 Mill Haven Avenue Northwest in Canal Fulton. I do not live here in Norton, but I drive for Norton. I have been on your payroll for 4.5 years. I have been driving bus for 3.5 of those years. I come to work every day as a bus driver. I'm not just a bus driver. I am the first face that those kids see when they get on the bus, the first and last face when they get off. Each and every one of these kids mean as much to me as my 5 grandchildren do. And I don't want to see anything happen to not any of them. So when I get here at 6 in the morning, whether it's rain, sleet, snow, hail, I am out there in zero weather, making sure that that bus is going down that road and there is nothing wrong with it. I fuel that bus, I fluid that bus, and I clean that bus. And every day I come here, I made a pledge the first day I would never leave Norton. I could drive for Northwest because my kids were from Northwest. But I chose to come here because of the people that I work with. I value the people that I work with. Each and every one of these drivers feel the same way as I do. And each and every one of them put in as much time and effort, more than the time that they're getting paid for, each and every one of them. And on that pay scale, you can pay us whatever you want. But when inflation goes up, that pay has to go up. And I'm not talking a nickel dime or a penny or a quarter. That doesn't put the milk and bread on your table. I drive 25 minutes one way to come to work and 25 minutes home. And I do that twice a day, morning and afternoon. When I get home at night, I'm so tired because I have to go to bed early because I get up at 4:30 every morning to make sure that I'm on my bus at 6. I chose those hours and I chose this district for a reason. I love each and every person I work with, and I love each and every one of my kids. And I make sure that I show each one of them. Some of them don't have as much as others, but they all get my respect, and I give them this respect that they give to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Phyllis Osborne.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Phyllis Osborne, and I live at 5718 Cumble Road, New Franklin, Ohio. I'm here to support the bus drivers and the team that we have. I've been here just about 10 years, and I love the district, and I love the people. And I'll pit these people up against anybody. I think we are shorted in some ways with the driving, with the pay, and I think it's just sad that it's something that really, really needs to be looked into. As Cheryl was stating, the economy, the growth, and everything, the prices go up and up and up and up, and here we are staying at the same low rate. And some of us take the insurance, and some of us don't take the insurance, but when you're part-time, and you take the insurance, it's either you get the insurance or you get a pay, because there's very minimal left at the end of our, at the end of our pay. But I just wanted to say that I'm proud of this group that I work for, and they're very dedicated people, and I very, very deserving, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next up is Kathy Duffield.
My name is Kathy Duffield. I live at 4410 Rock Cut Road, and I've been there for 44 years. I put five kids through Norton Schools, three of my own, a nephew, and a grandma. So when I decided to come drive for Norton, Sandy brought me papers to the leeches where I was working and said, here, study, come be a bus driver. And I did. And I've loved it ever since. And I am the 11-year driver she's talking about that makes us a few cents less than she does at 23 years. I am retiring this year, but one thing I figured out when I was getting my retirement papers ready is I'm gonna make the same on Social Security and pension as I do coming to work every day. And that's kind of hard to believe that, you know, I put in all the hours, but I can make the same thing staying home. So if you look at our group of drivers, there's not too many young ones there. And as those of us who get retirement age, there's got to be people to take our places. And if we don't get new drivers, there's going to be a problem, especially with our new allotments coming in. The route I have takes Brookside, is going to get part of those Brookside kids. That's part of my route right there. And I'm leaving, so I don't know how many kids are going to go on that bus that's already full. So it's something that needs to be thought about, that we need the encouragement to get more drivers in here. I love all my drivers, and they're my family, and we do our rodeo together, and we are home in gold this year. So.
Thank you. So that concludes everybody that has signed up. Is there any other public participation? I am seeing none. We will now move on to item 6, the agenda. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yeah, there's one, Mr. Yule. We're going to remove Jan Merrick, Article 10A7. I believe Jan has announced her intent to retire, but she's working on some additional paperwork stuff, so we'll take her off tonight. Thank you for that.
Okay. Does everybody have that? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 7, board business. Can I have a motion to approve policy items 1 through 16.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 8. Can I have a motion to approve minutes A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 9, treasurer's recommendation. Can I have a motion to approve the treasurer recommendations items A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. Item 10, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the retirements, resignations 1 through 8?
I'm so moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to, numbers 1 through 4 and 6, 7, 8, you have some really quality people in there. So I do want to congratulate Kathy for the dedication. And I'm on the other end. You know, some people are sad when retirement surfaces, but I'm always happy for the work that they put in. I want to wish you the best in your retirement. And the same thing with Doug. Doug's been working at our high school for a while as a custodian. And I know Renee is heading out of state for a little bit, but she's been a mainstay here at our middle school. And, you know, I've gotten to know Annette and her role as an educational aide, and I've just thoroughly enjoyed getting to know her and saying hi to her. And Chris Ferguson has been a mainstay in this district for how long? A long time. Amy, do you know?
10 or 11.
7 years.
Okay. All right. And Jan also, who has announced, and then also Dan Statz, who is resigning from wrestling. And we're talking about a coach who led us to 5 straight league championships, and that's the first time in school history. So there are so many quality people on here that are either retiring or resigning. I just want to thank all of them for their great work here.
I'd like to comment too on the ones that I have had personal interaction with. But first off, Ms. Duffield, I mean, you have driven for so many sports that my daughters were involved in. So thank you for that and for your years of service and dedication to the district. Mrs. Heston, all 3 of my girls had her for advanced math, top-notch teacher. Cindy, you must be very proud of her because she is an excellent teacher, and so I am very sad for our district to be losing her.
I'm sad too.
I know, I know.
Really sad.
Chris Ferguson, you know, she was a cornerstone, very wonderful with the kids, great working with her, and I guess I would be remiss if I didn't talk about you, Mr. Addis, which is why all of us did not want to move to approve this, but you know, it really has been a pleasure working with you, and just the positivity, the things that you have shown us, shown me as a board member, the things that we can do and do better and always strive to do better. And you know, it's just your encouragement has been wonderful, the things that you have done, the things that you have worked out in our district. So it's going to be missed. Definitely. I mean, it has been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I don't want to wish you the best, but I do wish you the best. I mean, really, I hope that you keep in touch with Norton and just that everything works out for you. And I know you'll be successful in Hudson.
Thank you. Always a Panther.
Yes.
Once a Panther, always a Panther.
Yes. Any other comments?
I've already told him I'm on the Hall of Fame committee. He's not going anywhere. So that was a couple weeks ago. But we do have a lot. I graduated with Doug from high school. You know, we have a lot of good people on here, and all of you are going to be missed. I mean, there's some really quality people on here. It's hard to replace people like that.
And Dana, thank you. I mean, I've always said you've righted the ship, and now you know. Hopefully, when we find a replacement, they can keep it going in the direction you put us on. There's all, you know, it's been a really an amazing district. What you've done for our community and the district is, you know, like I said, hopefully we can just keep it going down the path you got us on.
You will. Thank you, Elisa.
And I'll conclude with an I guess thank you. certainly, as everybody has stated, you know, in this meeting, talking with families, throughout the district, it's a tough one, and I do wish you luck because you're going to need it, and definitely get a hold of us if you need anything.
Don't fall through the ice.
And you know, congratulations to those that are retiring. I certainly, my grandmother was a bus driver here in Norton, and you know, that's all she talked about was the kids and the importance of those kids to her. And if she was anything like I remember as a kid, those kids probably had a lot of fun, because I thought, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, I'm like, wow, grandma's crazy. But she's fun. Always had cool shirts. Always was very, very much the light of the room. So, and then I'm going to follow up with Dan. Is I had personal experience with Dan coaching the youth wrestling program here at Norton, and he was a phenomenal leader for our high school team, kept the reins on the whole program, and we wish him luck with his spare time. So
I'm very happy that it's happening. I know, you know, everybody's sad people are leaving, but I'm happy. But I know come wrestling season next year, he's going to be very miserable. So we'll see what happens. He may end up volunteering somewhere as a youth coach.
Okay. Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Abstain.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes with 3 yes and 2 abstain. Okay, moving on to item B. Can I have a motion to approve certified staff, Madison Jurcevic?
Yep.
Item B, number 1.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Madison is replacing Trisha Pletcher in our high school English department. I want to thank Ryan and his team, thorough interview process, and I think Madison took them by storm and did a great job, and I can share with everyone. She did her student teaching out of the country, and so my interview with her on, she's interviewing to be an English teacher. She was in London at the Globe Theater to see Julius Caesar that day. So it was kind of a done deal. So she is all in. She's a Norton grad, and she's excited. She did a great job. So good work on your team. You're getting a good one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve substitutes items C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes with 4 yes, 1 abstain. Can we please have a motion to approve summer help item E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm just really thankful for these people coming in the summer and getting our buildings ready for the fall. It's important work time, and important people getting the job done. So I know some of those people are here tonight. Thank you.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve stipends and supplementals items F through J?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items K through KK?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 11, superintendent report. Do you have anything?
You know, I had to turn that in tonight so that the board could hire someone new, which is coming up, but there's still so much to do. I don't feel like this is goodbye yet. We still have a lot that we have to accomplish, and I'll be here through the summer. But certainly while we're talking about it, this board gave me the opportunity to come back to my home district. If you think about being a Norton Panther and then coming back in this role, and working with all of you and all of the teachers, and then seeing what the Norton kid is like. I've been gone for 25 years. It's been a blessing in my life to be here with all of you. I am proud of the collaboration with this team and the teachers and the staff. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. It is not goodbye. We got school days left. We have work to do for next year, but while we're talking about this, I just want to say thanks to the board for this opportunity. It's been incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item 12, executive session to discuss employment of personnel. Can I have a motion to move into it?
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We are now in executive session. Stay for the first part.
Okay.
For the bus. The bus stop. Okay, we are now out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes.
All right, we are now adjourned.